So I'd like to open the floor now for questions. We have a bit more information later about the vigil and another message from one of the other Climate Justice Now activists who was also removed from the building. So yes, so could you please raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question? Yes, please.
I have a question for all of you. How do you explain that none of the groups, like African groups, didn't slam the door during the negotiation?
Yes, other questions? Yes, please, the gentleman in back.
Sorry, John Bedell from The Guardian. Could any of you comment, please, on the Durban text, which or the Durban text, which Paolo people have seen, which is very much the EU plan? Can you give us an immediate reaction to that? Obviously, not many of us have seen it, but it would be very good to know what this might mean if it were adopted by the parties later on tonight.
Yes, thank you. Other questions, please? Yes, please.
This is Shahidullah from Bangladesh. My question is to the American participants. We know that the climate negotiations is not still fruitful. As you know that the major countries are not interested. Like the United States, their government are like pushing back Paris allegations. So it takes the consensus from the root level, from the people's mind. Are you really interested to go back to your country and organize your local people that the consensus should come from the rural community, from the root level? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Let us answer.
Sorry. Okay, so, yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, well, we made an explanation in relation to the two draft decisions. One has three pages, the other one has one page. One has to do with the mandate for the new legally framework, and the other one has to do with the Kyoto Protocol. What it says, this two decision, is in first place that there won't be an amendment to the second commitment period of the Kyoto Protocol here in Durban. That will be postponed until 2012, COP18. And even worse, it says that here we are only going to take note of their intentions when it comes to emission reductions and the draft amendment. And it also says that the ad hoc working group on KP is going to finish its work here in Durban. So who's going to be in charge of this process of the Kyoto Protocol if there isn't going to be another working group on KP? It's going to be the SBI, the subsidiary body of the convention. So this is what one of the decisions says. And the other one establishes that it gives a mandate so that there will be a new ad hoc working group that will begin its work by next year, December, in COP18, for what they call a new legal framework applicable to all. I would say that this is not what the EU was asking for. This is the victory of the US, because you have a legal framework applicable to all. It doesn't say binding. And we're going to have a second commitment period of the KP that is an empty KP. As I said it at the beginning, the EU is accepting that they will convert the Kyoto Protocol into a zombie that will exist only with the purpose to preserve carbon markets until 2020 and definitively disappear in 2020 when this new legal framework comes into force. But let's repeat, it will not be binding. So we are going from bad to even worse.
Thank you.
Well, the question about the African group, if they have slammed the door in negotiations, That means if the African group is blocking negotiations, I would say as far as we know, that's not the case. And that is not really very conceivable, except if the talks would be going in such a direction that it simply means a death sentence on Africa, it means that Africa is going to be incinerated. If from the analysis we just heard from Pablo, that we're going to have an empty KP, we have all the nice words, all the nice labels without anything in them, then I would personally vote for the African group to turn their back on that kind of process. But we cannot say.
I'll address the question about getting to the people in the United States and whether they're ready. Like I mentioned, the communities in the United States that are affected already and have already been pushing the government as far as needing to directly reduce their emissions because we're the ones directly suffering. As far as a lot, we need to target our government, but in addition to our government, we all know and we've learned through these negotiations that the main people we need to target are also the corporations. So in our community, we are targeting the government, but also there's through these Occupy movements and through these basically targeting the 1%, we're realizing that they are really the problem. And so from my perspective as a youth in the United States and as a black woman, the people that I need to talk to are not my peers. They are the middle class, the comfortable, the privileged, you know, the white people who live in the United States and feel no obligation or feel no responsibility to what's happening. So you're right, and we're ready to organize. And of course, we need the pressure from the rest of the world. And I know that my country is not doing enough. It's not doing enough for my people. And I know it's not doing enough for the world. So we're definitely ready, and we're pushing, so.
And also in connection to this, in Indaba paper, the one that is circulating now, as Pablo Senón explained, it's not only calling for an enforcement in 2020, it's calling for a start to develop something in 2020. So in reality, it's just putting everything in a vacuum, but rescuing carbon markets. So there is another paper that has been out today also saying that even if there is not a second period of the Kyoto Protocol, the clean development mechanism will survive, and all the market mechanism. And they are even increasing, as I explained, they went for forest last year through the very, very damaging red program, and now they want to include soils and agriculture to take also all the other issues related to small producers. And in reality, this is not only one more step. This is about that. Today, the largest amount of emissions comes from industrial agriculture. If we cut through and measure deforestation, the paper that is used in packaging and transports and all, the industrial food system is the major emitter. So this is not being said here. Instead, they say, oh, we can use this for carbon markets. We can use the soils of small farmers for carbon markets. And this is more dangerous because this means that the emitters will continue, the industrial food system will continue, but the speculators will go over to the territories of people living in the forest and small farmers. So this is why we are really opposing any inclusion of agriculture and soils, and also take out forests and others from carbon markets.
I think it's just important to add that in addition to preserving carbon markets, this approach is going to pave the way for lower ambition based on voluntary pledges. That's what's going to happen.
So I'd just like to read a statement from Ann Peterman of the Global Justice Ecology Project, who was actually physically carried out on the building earlier this afternoon. So, and she's now at the speaker's corner. The action I took today because I believe this process is corrupt. This process is bankrupt, and this process is controlled by the 1%. If meaningful action on climate change is to happen, it will need to happen from the bottom up. The action I took today was to remind us all of the power of taking action into our own hands. With the failure of states to provide human leadership and the corporate capture of the United Nations process, direct action by the 99% is the only avenue we have left. So I believe we have maybe time for one last question, and then we will have to
continue.
we can continue outside. And also there is a vigil, again, there is a vigil happening at the Speaker's Corner, which is right outside the ICC. And we received information that there will be people who were evicted from their villages and communities when they were cleaning the city of Durban for the COP. They will be coming to join the vigil at the Speaker's Corner. So, yes, one last question, please. Yes.